This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
D'Amico Ryans, and I'm you know, talking to Tyler through it. It feels, and seeing on the text line, it feels like the number one thing to come out of this, fellas, is it's just his demeanor and approach right now. And I mean, listen, I mean, there's a big part of me, you know, obviously we understand those guys and ladies are in there to do their job. Now, I mean, like at this point right now where D'Amico is, you better be ready to go. You'd be ready to go with your question and make sure your question's not it's something that you know is ready to rock and roll with. But I mean, hell, he should be pissed, right?
He should
be a bit annoyed right now with the way things are going right now. He probably is. You can understand to be in a bad mood the way this season is going. It's not how he planned. He's now got to go into this game without his quarterback.
Whew.
Probably his right tackle, his kicker. I mean, some things. So I can understand why he's annoyed. I mean, some of his reactions and responses, it's like, damn, man, they ain't do nothing to you. They ain't the reason why you're out there getting your ass kicked up front on the goal line. But you can kind of see why he's maybe a little on the edge, Clint.
Yeah, look, I think he's an on-edge guy, particularly Wednesday and beyond. If you catch him on a Monday following, especially when they lose, but really it doesn't matter. I mean, there's win or lose on Monday, he seems to be a little bit more talkative, a little bit more hee-hee-ha-ha kind of deal, a little bit more open to some of the questions that he may not like otherwise. And then Wednesday and beyond, I would imagine he's a bear to deal with. It's pretty obvious that the closer he gets to game week, the more intense he is. And when you're 3-5 and your team's not playing good and you've got all the questions that now are blatantly obvious, you can't keep talking in circles around the struggles of this offense. Nobody's going to buy. It's about mechanics and techniques and, you know, that ship has sailed, if you will. And the longer they try to peddle that stuff, the more frustrating it's going to get for him. And so he's in a spot where it is very difficult to continue to protect guys. And look, let's be honest, D'Amico and Nick and these guys, they're not, you know, they're very guarded guys. They're very, very, you hear some coaches, some players, we talk about players all the time.
It's been your experience in your time, even
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, I mean, you hear some guys that just speak, it's just off the cuff, and then you have other guys that are obviously trying to say as little as they possibly can, and they're not talented enough in front of the mic to do that. And so it comes across as frustrated or annoyed or whatever. You know, it's I mean, you could tell how, I mean, like, he knew 100% he was going to get questioned about the trade deadline and not adding anybody. And yeah, you know, while I greatly appreciate the transparency of just saying, look, it's not from a lack of trying. We tried, it didn't work out for us, right? you could tell he was annoyed and frustrated with that question. Damn sure the second time he got it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why that question being asked twice absolutely annoys the hell out of you, and it's an issue. But he's just in a spot where it's tough to sugarcoat things at this point in time. And so, it's tough for the head coach to get up there every week multiple times.
He did talk about a lot around CJ, around Davis Mills, a lot preparing for this game against the Jags. Anything jump out to you? I see the text line coming in with some things that jumped out to them from what he said. Anything jump out to you that he
Well,
that he
look, I think he's, again, he's jumping on the grenade for Nick Caley.
And he is jumping on it.
The inability to just say, look, our offensive play caller or even our offensive staff has to do a better job on the goal line in situational football. Our offensive staff has to do X, Y, and Z a little bit better. Or just say, hey, man, look, Nick Caley's got to be better. I mean, it's one of those where he leans on the we all got to be better. Whatever struggles we have, it's on me. It's on me as the head coach. The inability to just say, yeah, this guy's got to be better, or that guy's got to be better, is interesting. But we'll see. I thought the stuff about Davis Mills was really good. He was asked twice about Davis Mills, and the first time he leaned into, he's played before. Those reps are going to benefit him. He's getting reps all week long. All he's got to do is get the operation down. He did a good job today. And then the second time when he was asked about Davis Mills, he actually spoke about how sharp he is and about, how he's grown in the offense and he's protecting the ball better. And so it's good to hear, the head coach speak in depth about the guy that's going to be taking snaps this week and what makes this guy different than the guy, that Davis Mills, that we saw 2 years, 3 years ago as a starting quarterback. So I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, some things that jump out. Titus Howard still in concussion protocol. Like, to me, I think that's a big loss, obviously. I mean, you clearly is your best offensive lineman. But I also think Clinton, he kind of downplayed it a bit, I believe, in the post game, either the post game or Monday. Yeah, they're running into each other. But I think it also clearly is an effect for the obvious. But also, with Blake Fisher coming in, Clint, you've got to change up that six lineman rotation that you've been doing, and they've been doing it a lot, right? We sit up there in that press box the last two games, and the amount of times, and if you've been at those games, the amount of times that the head ref has to come up and say 57 is eligible, 57 yep. is eligible, that has become what it, to me appears to be a major part of their run game of their offense right now.
Yeah.
And that means if Blake Fisher is out, I don't know if there's, another tackle that they or offensive lineman that they trust. Maybe they do that. Maybe Juice Scruggs or Lakin Tomlinson come in and play that role, whichever one is being switched in and out. I don't know. But to throw that out, that seemed to be – they were doing it 20, 25 times. It felt like the last two games. So I mean, that seems like that's been a big part of what they've been doing lately.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I mean, for D'Amico Ryans in the post game to say it wasn't a big deal, I mean, I just beg to differ. I mean, in the first quarter, I saw Blake Fisher literally he was the tight end in 21 personnel, which is one tight end in the game, two backs. He was one of two tight ends in 12 personnel one time. He was the only tight end in 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, one back, one tight end. I mean, he's definitely in on obviously your jumbo packages, and so that was a big part of what they were doing, whether it was to protect better or to run the football better. He was a big part of what they're doing, and so I do think it was a big deal. And I, to your point, I haven't thought about it until you just said it, but this is one of those deals where if Trent Brown, Trent Brown's on this team,
he's been inactive.
I mean, look, if Trent Brown can't help you in this scenario, if he can't come in and play right tackle, so that Blake Fisher can focus on being that sixth lineman in all those different packages that you're in, and you can't have that available to you at any point in time, then what's Big Trent doing on a team? You know what I mean? I mean, so you've got the option to activate another tackle that's long in the tooth that should be just as good as Blake Fisher. He ain't no better than Blake Fisher, especially after what we saw this preseason at tackle. I mean, again, what are we doing with Trent Brown on the team? Were we just doing him a solid and keeping him around to mentor some folks and paying him millions of dollars to do it? This is a game where he should be able to help you at right tackle. Blake Fisher goes back to his sixth offensive lineman role, which was effective, and you felt like it was a good enough part of your offense to grow it and expand it last week. And so, yeah, I would think that would be definitely a possibility here. Trent Brown has got to be around for a reason, and this would be, I would think, ideal.
Yeah, or just any lineman, right? Almost. I'm just saying, at least that part of the offense just can't be done because.
Yeah, you know I mean? I guess the.
But the I get your point of Trent Brown is you can just plug him in. And
yeah,
Fisher
the most seamless way to get there would be the guy that's been playing tackle for you all along that knows the system. You can argue knows the system better than anybody because he knows the New England system when he played there. I mean, you should be able to just plug and play him at tackle and just tell everybody else keep doing what they've been doing. And for whatever reason, you think that left guard rotation gives you the best chance to play solid offensive line, keep doing that rotation at left guard, whatever you want. So that to me, that's just the seamless. But, yeah, I like your point. I don't think.
I just say that because Sunday when Titus got hurt and Blake Fisher, they didn't do that anymore.
They got away from it, yeah.
They used
Well, that would make sense. They'd already made Trent Brown was inactive. You didn't have another tackle on the roster, and so you couldn't. Yeah. I would. It wouldn't shock me if we didn't see Trent active, and I mean, I think that would be a very smart move if I'm being honest. And then if Trent, for whatever reason, ain't getting the job done, then you can just do what you did last week: scrap it, get Trent out, put Blake Fisher back in there, and you can go as is. The other way, at least you're going in with the plan of having your full attack, and which is a personnel, Fisher 11, Fisher 12, Fisher 21, Fisher 22. You're going into a game with that, with all of your ammunition, so to speak. And so, I haven't thought about it until you said it, but yeah, that would make sense.
All right. A lot of other things that he talked about. Nick Caley was asked multiple questions about Nick Caley, including will he call plays, which, I think he scoffed at a bit there. And to me, Clint, Sunday's about Nick Caley in a lot of ways. And I know some of it is unfair because Davis Mills is going to start, and that's obviously not the best foot forward, but this is the first time, Clint, that we get to see him go up against a team and make adjustments that he's already seen, right? This is the first time they haven't played Tennessee yet for a second time. They haven't played the Colts at all. They played the Jags in week 3, and Clint, just quite honestly, it just didn't go well for that offense at all. They were that was one of their worst performances, right, of the season. They punted 6 times. They had 3 turnovers. They scored 10 points. The touchdown was really a misread, a misplay by the corner that allowed Nico Collins to get behind him. And they just struggled. Josh Hines-Allen took over the game, and they never seemed to make an adjustment. Even though Davis Mills is the quarterback, Clint, to me it's going to be really big to see, all right, man, you struggle. They struggle. As you said earlier, this defense is not, from week 3 become one of the best defenses in football. They've had some turnovers even. They've slowed that up. I mean, I watched the Raiders 2 weeks ago, Clint, not get 90 yards of total offense. And they went out there and scored 30 points on their asses and lit them up.
Yeah. Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Including Geno Smith. So their defense can be had, as you said. I believe they're 27th against the pass or something like that. They have really struggled.
They got the fewest sacks in the league. They're in the bottom five or six in passing yards allowed. I mean, they're not a team that creates a bunch of chaos around the quarterback unless you let one guy, Josh Hines Allen can be a problem, obviously.
Yeah.
Walker can be a problem. But, I mean, those guys – I mean, Eric Armstead, he leads the team in sacks of 3.5 from the inside. And so, look, they've got a formidable group over there that if you allow one guy to get loose, that one guy will get loose. And otherwise, the other guys may get you here or there, but it's not a group that – let me rephrase that. It should not be a group that goes out there and our quarterback has to deal with a muddy pocket all day long and it's chaotic around the quarterback and we're giving up 6, 7, 8 sacks and a bunch of quarterback pressures and the quarterback pressure rate is 44% or some crap like that. Like that's not the kind of game that we're staring in the face, which obviously is a good thing. Now, it shouldn't be. We'll see what they decide to do offensively if they can keep that from happening.
And maybe my expectations are too high for Nick, but – I would assume we should see some real adjustments to what it is that they did. And it shouldn't look like this, even with Davis as the quarterback. I agree that there should be some real adjustments. Not that the alarms aren't going off already about Nick Caley anyway, as I look at the text line and YouTube and Twitch. But, man, if they go out here, man, and we don't see any clear adjustments, and we are seeing other bad offenses absolutely be able to do things against this Jags team, that's a real problem.
Well, yeah, no. Look, there's no doubt about it. There's pressure on Nick Caley every week moving forward, but I want to reiterate, man. Tape drop Tuesday yesterday. Nick Caley again. Look, he left a lot to be desired, right? The two goal line stands were not pretty. The execution was not great. The play selection was not great on the first one. The execution was awful on the second one. The penalties hurt him. I mean, that's all falls under the umbrella of the offensive coordinator, which is Nick Caley. But if you watch that film, there were opportunities to score more than 15 damn points.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.